You're listening to SBS News.
The healing properties of medicinal plants will be put under the microscope in an Australian-first research project its backers hope can lead to Indigenous jobs and commercial success. The partnership between the Menzies School of Health Research, Traditional Homeland Enterprises, Integria Healthcare and the University of Queensland is set to run over the next 18 months. The Menzies School of Health researchers, Dr. Greg Leach, says the collaboration will focus on the untapped potential of native plants and will explore developing an agribusiness model. He says extracts of certain barks and fruits will be examined.
Certainly the original request from the Indigenous Reference Group was we want to understand more about how these traditional medicines work, and it's you get the comment quite often, we'd like Western science to actually prove that these medicinal plants actually do work, they are efficacious, and that our Indigenous knowledge, you know, is based on this reality.
The project has received more than $350,000 in funding from the Cooperative Research Centre for Developing Northern Australia. Dr. Leach says it is a strong reflection of the demand for complementary medicines.
We think there's a big export potential with this, so particularly up through Asia, in Hong Kong, South Korea, and Malaysia and so on, there's a huge demand for more traditional-based complementary medicines, and so, our industry partners believe this is actually a significant export opportunity for Australia as well.
Traditional Homeland Enterprises works with Indigenous communities to develop the market for native botanicals, including the Kakadu plum. The small tree grows across coastal monsoon northern Australia, with its inner bark used to treat skin disorders and infections. The fruit itself is rich in antioxidants and bioactives and is recognised as the world's highest natural source of vitamin C. Enterprises director Anne Shanley says the Kakadu plum is just one example of the healing properties of bush medicine to be examined in the project.
Well, we're going to look at 20 plants that will be identified from the stories from the traditional people on country, and we're going to take those plants when we've identified them and do the science on them. And what we find in the past has been the stories and the science usually match up, and the science confirms what people have been saying they've been using those plants for years and the effect they have.
The initial phase of the project will hear from a community near Daly River in Queensland, another near Darwin, and potentially the Tiwi Islands. Stakeholders say they hope it will result in employment and training opportunities for Indigenous people and other benefits to be decided by the communities themselves. Two Indigenous trainees are already working in the Menzies lab, and the project is advertising for another postgraduate student. Shanley says the School of Law at the University of Queensland is looking into the intellectual property aspects of the collaboration to ensure the knowledge passed on is used appropriately.
Because unless we work out about the ownership and the protection of the knowledge and the benefit sharing going back to country, to people in communities, there's no point in going forward. Otherwise, we'll just end up with information and knowledge and being stolen, and Aboriginal people not having control over what happens with that knowledge and those plants and fruit, but also not getting the benefit from them.
Ms. Shanley says many in the Indigenous community are eager to share their knowledge of Australia's traditional medicinal plants.
All the time, the traditional owners say to us, we want to share our knowledge, but we want our knowledge to be safe and not stolen and not misused. But we want to share it.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.